Good afternoon and welcome to Mr. Sal's podcast, Nat. It is season 4, episode 31, the week that was for March 20th, 2023. I'm reading from my phone, so please pardon my lack of eye contact at times. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. So, in this episode, we're going to review the week that was for March 20th, 2023. We're going to read a student email, review the week that was, preview the upcoming week, which will once again be a full, well, not quite a full week because we do have an activity going on in the middle of next week. We're going to finish off the third night. We finished off the third 9 weeks this past week. We're going to start the fourth 9 weeks. No coffee today because this is an afternoon episode and I'm kind of coffeed out. Tell a dad joke. Talk about the new 9 weeks. All of this and maybe more. In this week's episode of Mr. Sal's Podcast and App, I'll be right back after this. So we're going to jump right in with a student email. And this week's student email comes from name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. Mr. Sal, you mentioned in class that the fourth 9 weeks is different than the other 9 weeks when it comes to grades. Can you explain that again, please? Well, actually, yes, it's easy to explain. What happens is I'm going to adjust this here. What happens is the first 3 9 weeks, there's an artificial floor. So if for some reason you were score under a 55% for the 9 weeks, all you can earn, the lowest you could earn is 55%. So no matter what you do, you end up with a 55% if you score below it. Let's say what you don't do. It's very hard to get below a 55%. Then the fourth 9 weeks, that goes away. So you get what you earn. Hopefully it's above 55%. Hopefully it's above 65%. You know, you guys should be getting decent grades in class. So there is no artificial floor. You get what you earn. And that could hurt some students because they're used to, you know, having an artificial floor, but we don't have too many people that pertains to. So you just want to be careful with that. If you don't do any work, you can receive a no grade, which fails you for the year. That's very hard to do. So please don't play that game, but it has happened in the past. So we instituted that policy. So be careful with that, but don't worry about it. Oh, hold on a second. We have someone, a special guest in the room with me. Miss Charlie's here chewing on the chair because she's being difficult. Anyway, thank you for the email. You too could have your email read on this vodcast / podcast. Not only do you get it read on this super popular award-winning podcast, but you also get enrichment points for your effort. So, submit, because I'm losing my notes and I have a dog chewing on a chair, so I'm trying to take care of several things at once. Send me an email or a message in Schoology. Put student email of the week in the subject line. Put your question or school-related comments in the body of the message, and it will get read on this podcast. So I hope that answers your question. And we're going to jump right into class updates. So as we move into the class updates this week, we watched a video on the Children's March. Then on Tuesday, we transitioned into a common lit assignment on Women's History Month. It was a nice little bridge from the regular civil rights movement into the expansion with women's rights and Women's History Month from Black History Month. So transitioned over. Also took us into the 60s. Then came in on Wednesday. We did a timed reading assignment based off the Common Lit. 5 minutes, write whatever you remembered about the Common Lit assignment or what you thought you remembered about the Common Lit assignment. If you did not remember too much about the Common Lit assignment or you weren't here for the Common Lit assignment, you could write creatively for 5 minutes, talk about anything else in class, make up a story. Just had to be school appropriate. So That was a 10-point assignment. I am going to get those graded this weekend and get them in the grade book. So that's what we did on Wednesday. Thursday, we discussed the topics you'd like to learn about and wrap up the 1950s and begin the 1960s. So we worked on that. We brainstormed in class. We talked about some things. And then on, that was actually the first day of the fourth 9 weeks. Wednesday finished out the third 9 weeks. Also on Thursday, we listened to some Harry Belafonte. I have some albums in my class I picked up at the flea market. Listened to some Harry Belafonte albums because that was one of the things that we bridge culturally. That was one of the ideas. We talked about that in class, that there was a theory that Calypso would take off and rock and roll wouldn't go anywhere. And that's not what happened. But that was advice given, I think, to the Beatles, if I remember correctly, from listening to, hold on a second, listening to Sirius XM radio. So that takes care of the third 9 weeks. We started the fourth 9 weeks.
That's it.
I have my special guest host here. Fourth 9 weeks. On Friday, we started some notes on wrapping up the 1960s. We got into the arms race. We got into nuclear testing on Bikini Atoll. Talked about some fun facts, some drawbacks to the nuclear testing, and some things of that nature. We'll turn this down, the lighting a little bit, so it's not blasting in her face. Thus began the fourth 9 weeks. So, as easy as things are, we're in the fourth 9 weeks, guys. This is it. This is a stretch run till summer break, which is bittersweet. Everyone digs summer break, but you guys have been fantastic this year. Been a good group of students. I am going to miss you because you never know what you're going to get the next year. Although everyone talks about the freshmen and how bad the freshmen are. Same thing was said about you. Same thing was said about the sophomore class that came before you. So hopefully they're close to being as good as you guys are because you're a good group of students. Anyway, I also shared the civics assessment flashcards with you guys. Accidentally vaporized them, created that set. They're up there because we do have to take the civics assessment, but that is coming up a little bit later in this award-winning and highly popular podcast / vodcast when we get into the update for next week. We're going to take a break. It would normally be the coffee break, but in this case, it's going to be a water break. I'll be right back. Okay, and we're back. Charlie is back on the chair where she can't chew things, hopefully. I'm sure she'll find a way. Anyway, there is no optional enrichment assignment this week. It's normally where we have it, but we're not having one this week. We are going to jump into the dad joke of the week. And this week's dad joke of the week, courtesy of ReadersDigest.com. Digging this one. Digging this one. Ha ha. Anyway. So the joke goes like this, because I do know a bunch of great dad jokes about umbrellas, but they usually go over people's heads. Get it? I know a bunch of great jokes about umbrellas, but they go over people's heads. Anyway, thank you. I know it's a good joke. I know you're laughing at home, even if you're trying not to, because that's what you guys do. So transitioning into, as I'm hanging out here with Charlie, transitioning into next week's preview. We're going to jump back in. We're going to do some. A lot of you are going to be on a band trip. Safe travels. Some of you are coming back from archery. Hope you guys did well. Safe travels. We're going to do some more notes, finish up the 1950s. Keep transitioning in the 1960s with some activities. Thursday, we are going to have a career day. People are coming into the room. You're going to be put in groups, and you're going to move around from room to room talking with these people about various careers. I'll have more details for you next week in class. That's what next week is going to be looking for, looking towards. It is a full week. We'll have some notes. We'll have some activities for points, and then you will have career day. And I'll see what's going on with career day, and we'll figure out if we're getting points for that or not. But normally, because this section is normally larger, I have a third musical break, but we're not putting that in today. We're just going to jump into school announcements. Remember, career portfolios are due by the end of the month. Please make sure you have everything done that you need done with that. Get that turned into guidance. Check out the What's Up New Brighton internet show. It's informative. It's fun. It's student run. We also have a TikTok channel. Check that out. You check out ebooks from the school library over the school year and throughout the summer. See Mrs. Berger for details. I know they just have a new search engine, and they updated some stuff for the library, but you can check things out. And we still have colleges and other organizations coming for college visits. Please check with guidance about that. Get some ideas about where you might want to go. Even though a lot of you guys are younger, it's never too early to start thinking about what you want to do. Now, we're going to wrap up this podcast as I have a dog I'm wrangling here on an office chair. I always mention several things. First is ideas, jokes, comments on this podcast. Vodcasts are of my own doing, not anyone else. If you like what you hear, please let me know. If you don't like what you hear, please send me constructive criticism. Don't get mad at anyone else. Next, there's a number of organizations that are really good, do a lot of good for others. First is PAECT.org. PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, please check out PAECT.org to see what's going on, not only in Pennsylvania, the United States, but the entire globe. What's going on educationally in the world, best practices, things of that nature. Also, check out the PAECT pod. It is the first and third Tuesday of the month now at 7 o'clock. We go live on the internet, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, a couple other places. And we're posted anywhere you find great podcasts, PAECT, the PAECT pod. We talk about best practices in education, interview interesting guests, talk about educational tools to be used in the classroom, how to work with them. So it's very informative, very fun. Check it out. PAECT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. Second is 211.org. You can dial 211 on any phone or go to 211.org on any internet-connected device to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. Oh, hold on a second. Someone wants back up to be on screen. You have anything to say, Charlie? No, thank you. So, check out 211.org. It's a great way to find social services. If you're an individual or family in need, please check out that resource. A lot of good it does for many people. So don't be afraid to reach out if you need help. Also, the website 511PA.com. It's an app. It's also a website. You can dial 511 on phones. It gives you traffic updates around the region. We have storms rolling through. Sometimes we have snow. We have construction. So they have live traffic cams on interstates and state highways. They also have live updates for construction, wrecks, things of that on the website. Check that out, 511PA.com. Well, everybody, that wraps up the show. And we are at 14 minutes and 25 seconds. So it's a short show. That's okay. I'll have this posted soon. Have a great rest of the weekend. Windy today. Storms rolling through. Get out while you can. Enjoy the sunshine. Stay safe. Tomorrow's supposed to be a nice day. Get outside and enjoy the weather. I will see you guys Monday. Oop, got to find the music.